I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1917. That was the day that Montana Republican Jeanette Rankin was sworn in as the first ever woman elected to the U.S. Congress. Her mother was a school teacher, and her father was a rancher. On her victory, Representative Rankin said, "I may be the first woman member of Congress, but I won't be the last." Rankin was dedicated to the causes of women's suffrage and improving social welfare, especially for women and children. She was also a staunch pacifist. She was one of only 50 representatives who voted against the United States' entry into World War I. Her stance cost her politically. After one term in the House, she ran for the Senate but lost. Losing her place in Washington did not slow Rankin down, however. She became the field secretary for the National Consumers League, a post she held for 3 years. Working from the famed Hull House, she traveled around the Midwest, speaking for women's rights and workers' rights. She lobbied state legislators to support minimum wage laws and to reduce the long hours required of many workers. She was a major advocate for the Child Labor Amendment. This proposed amendment to the U.S. Constitution would have required Congress to regulate all labor by children under the age of 18. 28 states ratified the amendment, but it never reached approval by 3/4 of the states required to amend the Constitution. In 1941, Rankin returned to Congress. There she continued her dedication to pacifism, where after the attack on Pearl Harbor, she cast the only no vote on the U.S. entry into World War II. The very unpopular vote effectively ended her political career. Labor History in Two brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com.